Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
I would like to cancel some orders.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your zip code?
16002.
What's your name?
Joanne Washburn.
Can you verify your address for me?
294 West Jefferson Road, Butler, PA, 16002.
Okay, so I do see where you ordered the, BTC.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You ordered the Vito Cell and the cleanse, and looked like it came with a smartwatch and a personal blender.
Well, actually, no. All I wanted was the, all that I wanted was the two items for $4.95. And I did not.
So you want to cancel the smartwatch and the blender?
Yeah, I actually we need to cancel everything because I already called my bank.
So you don't want the cleanse or the Vitocell?
Nope.
But I mean, I can extend out the trial that way, giving you a full month to try those two products together before you go ahead and cancel.
Well, the bank is sending some type of notice for a refund for everything, so I can't really go against them since I already.
So you filed a dispute?
I believe that they did whatever they needed to do. I just wanted them to deny the transaction, and they said they couldn't do that.
Why they said they couldn't deny the transaction?
Because my debit card was used.
Okay, so if you want to keep this going, ma'am, I can offer you a discount on future shipments to $64.99 a month for each product.
I called back immediately after I saw what happened at 5:30 this morning, and the girl told me that she has no record of my order, that I had to wait 20 minutes to 4 hours.
No.
Well, I worked this morning. And then I kept getting this message that we can call you back, but if we don't call you back, then you call back tomorrow. Set up a red flag. So that's why I called my bank and said, forget it. So you know what? I'm not taking any chances with it. So, no, I don't need the product. I'll find something someplace else.
I mean, it's no problem with me going ahead to get an account canceled today, but if you did file a dispute, ma'am, you would have to drop the dispute in order for us to go ahead and issue the refund back to your account.
You're meaning to tell me that you're not going to cancel my order?
I'm canceling the subscription, but as far as the charges, we wouldn't be able to issue a refund for the charges because you filed a dispute on the charges. You would have to drop that dispute in order for us to issue that refund.
So when a dispute is filed, how long is it going to take me to get my refund?
Oh, I'm not sure. That all depends on your bank because they are going to do an investigation on the charges to see if they are valid or not. And if they are valid, then they will not issue that refund. But if you go the way that I am trying to get you to go with dropping the dispute, then we will go ahead and issue the refund.
Well, if you told me that you could call me back in a half an hour after I talk to my bank, then I might go for it. But otherwise, I wouldn't do that because I'm not going through this again because, you know, I mean,
it's up to you, ma'am. I'm just trying to provide you with some options that will help you. But just give me one moment to go ahead and get it canceled, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I did get the account canceled, and I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
So it's C as in Charlie, 662-854-588.
588?
Yes, ma'am.
662-854-588.
That's correct.
And that is for a total of what?
No, that's just a number confirming that we got the account canceled today, so you will not be billed any further. But as far as the charges, ma'am, as I stated, you will have to drop the dispute in order for us to issue the refund.
Are you going to send me a confirmation on email?
Yes, ma'am. We can send you a cancellation email. Is your email address jcw294@yahoo.com?
Yes, that's the same one that my orders were sent to.
Okay, so just get a cancellation email 24 to 48 hours to be sent.
Pardon me?
Give that cancellation email 24 to 48 hours to be sent.
Why does it take that long when it only took a matter of minutes to get confirmations on my orders?
Yes, ma'am, because someone higher has to go in and personally send you that email.
Oh, I see. Your name?
My name is Sade, and it's spelled S-A-D-E.
Okay.
Okay. So
do I have to call back if I have the bank drop those investigations?
Yes, ma'am. If you get the bank to drop the dispute, just give us a call back and we can go ahead and issue that refund.
Wow. So you canceled my order. You kept my money.
No, I canceled the account because otherwise this is a subscription, ma'am. If I did not get it canceled, they would have continuously billed you, okay?
Okay.
But I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Have a great day.